New ARM V9 Cortex-X2 A710 CPUs deliver major efficiency gains, by Joel Hershka on May 25th in Extreme Tech. ARM has released new information on what we can expect from the first generation of ARM V9 CPUs. The latest version of the ARM debuted earlier this year with an emphasis on improving SIMD performance and security. Now, ARM has released information on what kind of baseline performance and efficiency improvements end users should expect. ARM is announcing these CPUs as part of its Total Compute Solutions initiative. These CPUs deliver on what ARM is calling the three pillars of its total compute strategy: compute performance, developer access, and security. Today, the company is announcing the Cortex-X2, Cortex-A710, and the Cortex-A510 processors. The Cortex-A510 is ARM's first update to its little CPU core design in 4 years, but it's being billed as a much larger update relative to the A55 than the A55 was relative to the A53. The Cortex-A53 was unveiled in 2012 and the Cortex-A55 in 2017. But the A55 was only forecast to offer a 15% improvement in power efficiency and an 18% improvement in performance relative to the A53. ARM is claiming the Cortex-A510 will be 1.35 times faster and 1.2 times more efficient than the Cortex-A55. ARM claims elsewhere that compared with the 2017 ARM CPU core, the Cortex-A510 is within 10% on IPC and within 15% on frequency while consuming 35% less power. This suggests that the A510 is about 23% slower than the A73 overall. That's roughly the same size as the gap between the Cortex-A72 and the Cortex-A73. And the A72 only dates back to 2015 if we compare announcement dates. The Cortex-A710 and X2 offer more modest performance improvements. The Cortex-710 will only uplift performance by 10% over the Cortex-A78, but it will do so at up to 30% improved energy efficiency, which is a more significant gain. Claims for the X2 vary. The company claims a 16% performance uplift, but the company claims 30% in the PR it sent over and 30% peak performance in documents. The implication here is along the lines of 16% nominal, 30% peak. And either is reasonable for overall generational uplift at this stage of the game. The uplifts in AI performance are larger than the general computation gains. While a number of ARM licensees design their own AI coprocessors, the performance of general-purpose AI algorithms on CPU cores remains important. Boosting the performance of the core A510 in these scenarios may have been important to ARM because these are the low-end chips likely to ship to IoT products going forward. ARM is also announcing that all mobile big and little cores will be 64-bit only by 2023. The shift to 64-bit only processing doesn't mean that the Cortex-A53 or A55 will just vanish from the market, but ARM's big push with Total Compute Solutions as a concept and the way it's very much angling the Cortex-X2 A710 A510 family is as a family of products that can be combined with ARM's Mali GPUs to build solutions that answer every aspect of the mobile market, where mobile is now very much understood to include laptops. Last year, ARM and x86 were barely skirmishing as far as the impact each had upon the other. The arrival of the Apple M1 intensified that conflict, but only a limited number of PC users are going to jump for macOS for now. How the laptop ARM market evolves through the remainder of 2021 and 2022 is going to depend, on a large part, on what Qualcomm does and how aggressively the company invests in the market segment before launching its Nuvia-derived laptop products, which are currently projected to drop in Q1 or Q2 of 2023.